I sang that song like I played golf all over the place. I don't know exactly what part I was singing, but I was singing.
You had a bad leader, that's
fine. Well, if you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, starting in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. And I would like to read through chapter 5. Paul writes, starting in verse 16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being rewarded day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Chapter 5. "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up in life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather than to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God. And I also trust we are well known in your consciences. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to glory on our behalf, that you may have something to answer those who glory in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. For if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge thus. And if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. What a wonderful passage that we are ambassadors and we are speaking to others for God to try to reconcile others back to himself. That is one of the points of why we meet every Sunday, is to glorify God, but to make sure we reconcile ourselves constantly back to God. We remember Jesus Christ every week with the communion and the sacrifice of what he gave for us. We have that reconciliation through prayer, through his word, through repentance. If we can be of service to you through prayer, or if you need to repent of sins, please do so. Let your needs be known, and we will be of service to you if you come forward while we stand and sing the invitation. Let's stand and sing.